I'm joined by Jack Schenker in Cairo. Jack, help us out. Who's winning?
Well, that's the question on everyone's lips, Matt, and it's the one which I and no one else has the answer to. We've had overnight, after the first day of voting, various different assessments of the way the vote has gone from the different campaigns. The Muslim Brotherhood candidate, Mohamed Morsi, his people are saying that they're confident that so far he is winning. We don't know what they're basing that on, apart from the fact that they do have probably the most organized get-out-the-vote system and certainly have the largest institutional muscle. So they probably are in a better position than the other political forces to be able to assess just how the votes are falling. But that doesn't mean necessarily that they're going to tell us the truth. And so they're saying that Morsi currently has the largest share of the vote, followed by Abdelmonem Abdelfattah, the Islamist rival. Abdelfattah's camp has also suggested that, saying that they believe that Abdelfattah and Morsi are currently best placed to go through for the runoff. Amr Moussa's camp refuses to comment on its own sort of internal polling, but certainly people from the Moussa campaign are coming across as quite depressed and quite worried. Moussa obviously was considered by many to be the front runner, and although he still may well make the runoff, it does appear like his campaign managers are a bit concerned at the way voting is going so far. Hamdin Sabahi, the leftist Nasserite, has polled very, very well. That surge in the last few days seems to have carried through onto polling day. Lots of people who, you know, didn't want to vote for a Falul candidate or an Islamist candidate have backed Sabahi. Whether it will be enough to propel him into the runoff, which would really be some achievement, given that no one gave him much of a chance, you know, more than a week ago, is yet to see. And Ahmed Shafiq, the kind of, you know, regime remnant par excellence, is currently spending most of his time dodging people throwing shoes at him. So it's hard to say exactly where his campaign's at all.
Well, there's some suggestions that he's also doing well. Do you give that any credence?
Yes, it's entirely possible, and certainly I've met a lot of Shafiq voters, including some who don't see any contradiction between supporting the revolution and supporting Shafiq. I tweeted yesterday an image of a proud young father in Suez holding a picture of his child who's just over a year old, and the child was born, Yusuf, was born on the 11th of February 2011, which is the day Mubarak fell, and the father said proudly, "Hu Ibn Thawra," which means he's the son of the revolution. And then I said, "Oh, who did you vote for today?" And he said, "Oh, Ahmed Shafiq," which would set many revolutionaries' eyes rolling in their heads. But this guy didn't see any contradiction. He said, "We need security, we need an end to chaos. The revolution has done great things, but now it's time to take that off the street and leave it to the experts, as it were." And Shafiq is one of those experts. But we should just bear in mind that you know, all of these polling figures, all of these kind of estimates about how well the campaign are doing, we've got to take them with a pinch of salt. First of all, because, you know, we've got a whole day of polling. It's just gone 1 p.m. in Cairo, so we've still got at least 7 or 8 hours more of polling today, and we don't know. Once the sun goes down, we saw yesterday, turnout will pick up, and we don't know which way it will fall. And also, the impressions we're given, apart from anecdotal encounters with voters, is all coming from the candidates' campaigns, and we know that they've all got a vested interest in projecting the results one way or another. Amr Moussa, for example, yesterday, within the first couple of hours of polls being open, put out a statement saying that the Brotherhood were winning, but that he was second, which was seen by many as a very tactical move to scare his base into thinking that the Brotherhood were about to storm to victory and encourage them to come out and back Moussa in large numbers to prevent that happening. So we do have to keep it, you know, sort of fairly light and say these are all very, very rough guesstimations, and we won't know anything concrete until they start counting the votes. But they have just said that they're going to start counting within half an hour of polls closing, which is sooner than we thought, so we might get results possibly Friday or Saturday.
Are the parliamentary elections any guide in terms of the reliability of what the campaigns are saying at this stage?
Not necessarily. You know, what happened with the parliamentary elections was that pretty much every political force came out saying that it had done very, very well. and only the Brotherhood and the Hizb al-Nur from the Salafist bloc were really accurate in that assessment. I think, you know, quite often campaign managers do have a decent grasp of how voting is going in their local area, especially amongst their core supporters. Just like any election campaign, you know, they have at least some databases of people they know should be supporting them. They phone them up, they go and visit them, they try and get them down to the polling station. But the big difference is that more than you know, elections that we might be used to in Britain or America or elsewhere, there are so many undecided voters. There are so many people you'd class as independents or unsure about who they wanted to vote for, and they are flocking to the polling stations in huge numbers, and we don't know which side they're falling on. So although some of the campaign managers might be you know, really trying to be quite honest about their assessment of the campaigns, the truth is they don't have much more of an idea than we do.
Frustrating stuff. Okay, Jack, thanks a lot.
Great, thanks, Matt.